This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The economic headwinds and volatile business environment has not only affected corporate Malaysia and large conglomerates. Smaller businesses are also feeling the pinch, including food and beverage operators like coffee shops and mamak stalls, a staple and a big part of Malaysian food culture and life. On the breakfast grill, we have Ho Soo Mong, president of the Malaysia-Singapore Coffee Shop Proprietors General Association, and Nurul Hassan Saul Hamid, president of the Muslim Restaurant Owners Association of Malaysia, or PRESMA. And today we're looking at how issues like GST, subsidies, costs and inflation are affecting these businesses and that of its members.
Boss, teh tarik satu.
There are about 3,200 Indian Muslim restaurants nationwide, and it's an industry that runs into the billions. Last year, contributing over 8 billion ringgit to Malaysia's GDP. But according to Nurul Hassan of PRESMA, it hasn't been business as usual.
Nowadays, if you ask how our restaurants, especially, this is by generally we catch it all restaurant, but as an Indian Muslim restaurant, how they operate. Now we are in the dark period of time where we have a lot of problems whereby that people thought we are making a ton of money out of doing our business. Actually, that's not a picture. But what we are doing is we are struggling, as nation struggling.
What are some of the factors that contribute to this kind of struggle that you're facing?
Okay, mostly recently we can have it. We are not to say it. We don't want to pinpoint anybody. I would like to inform that generally, but what's happening in outside, beyond our control, is the hike of a lot of costs. Rental, since the property market increased a few years back, increased by 100%. And the rental been increased almost 100%, or more than 100%. Other than that, the raw material price hike is also affected us. It's also increased, but it's not a 5 to 10%. Even it's some 100%, especially imported item. They are increased by 200 to 300%. And the local manufactured items are increased by 20 to 50%. Half of our product, which we are using raw material, especially the spices, all everything we are importing, since it's increased by 200 to 300%, really cost us.
Faced with these cost pressures, food operators also now have to cope with increased labor costs resulting from higher minimum wages. Ho Soo Mong says that this has strained the operations of coffee shops in Malaysia.
That's where, you know, our cost has come in, is it, of running this business. Government has set 900 ringgit for the minimum wage. And as it is, it's a burden to our members. So we want them to work extra time because we can pay them more, basing on the 900 ringgit minimum wage. So we hope our government will not impose other conditions on these foreign workers, especially where wages are concerned.
What would you say would be the average cost per worker to hire a worker?
Actually, the minimum wage is 900 ringgit, but plus residence, plus food and all that will come to about 2,000 ringgit to employ one foreign worker.
Okay, but now that the government has increased minimum wage to 1,000, what would your cost go up to?
You'll go up to about 1,005.
While Nurul Hassan says the move to implement minimum wages is long overdue, he adds that it has not been easy to source foreign workers who apparently are in short supply.
Actually welcome this movement done by government because in the long run, we said we want to be a developed country by 2020. That means if you're not implementing this kind of program, this kind of movement, then when we are going to be a developed country?
And do you feel that the government is really supportive as far as foreign workers' policies are concerned?
As far as the government of today, we see from the beginning, I mean, especially the shortage of the foreign laborers, we faced it in 1992. After that, since our economy developed that mm-hmm. far, the growth of economy is there. By 1996, government do a very large scale approving intake of foreign workers.
So would you say that today it's easy to hire a foreign worker to work in coffee shops?
No, not
it's not easy. Why is that?
Since there is a demand, labor, especially labor from India, in some other countries, there are demand from other countries, the Middle East countries. They are better paid there. They are working better working condition. Now the foreign workers are demanding. Before, the agents are involving. The agent also, they try to say you have to pay this much, only we can. But if we take it, say that a person wants salary of RM 2000 with all the costs bear by the employer, this will be really affect their business.
It has been a year since the implementation of GST, with collections already estimated to exceed the 27 billion ringgit target set in 2015. While Nurul Hassan is supportive of the government's move to implement the GST, his wish is also for the government to consider the current business scenario.
We are not going to blame anybody, but recently what happened, we are having a problem or we are having an incident one by one in the short period. We are not saying that the movement of implementing GST is not right move, but it's the time we move is the international scenario, international economic is not that good. Then at the same time, our ringgit, the forex exchange, so drop. And it's caused the buying power of the public. And at the same time, the salary are not increased.
Are you really very affected by the movements of the ringgit? Aren't all your products sourced locally?
Sure, because a lot of people don't know. That's why, people come and have a nice food.
That's
then
right.
they don't know our pinch. They don't know our pain. Actually, how we are struggling. I'm frankly speaking, 70% of our members are now struggling in their business because they don't have other choices. They don't have other option to do other business.
But I would say rather that the ringgit may benefit your business because people would not have enough money to spend on imported items, and therefore they would be forced to go to local operators, local restaurants like what your association operates.
Yeah, you're correct. But at the same time, the limitation is there because the ringgit is on drop, but the buying power is less because your value is already dropped. The value of the money. The public not only depending and then they have to go all the time to the restaurant. They have to buy other things, household things, other expenses. And in that sense, last time, they said a person earning 3,000 ringgit per month, but in a pocket, end of the month, he can save by, say, 1,000 ringgit. And the extra money he can spend to the restaurant, he don't mind spend to their friends. But nowadays, even he earning 3,000 ringgit, end of the month is a minus. Then how he are going to spend for his friend and come and lepak, especially at the mama restaurant?
Ho Su Mong concurs and hopes that the rate of increase of the GST will be gradual.
Actually, since the implementation of GST last year, our association has been working closely with the government to ensure proper implementation. Without a doubt, our members are impacted by the high cost of doing business and the fall in the number of customers. I think it's too early to give a proper view on this, as our members and our customers are adapting to this GST. But we hope the GST at 6% will carry on and government will not increase this percentage.
On The Breakfast Grill today, we have Ho Su Mong, President of the Malaysia-Singapore Coffee Shop Proprietors General Association, and Nurul Hassan Saul Hamid, President of the Muslim Restaurant Owners Association of Malaysia, or PRESMA. Up next, we discuss consumer price inflation and if that glass of teh tarik costs way more than it should. Today on The Breakfast Grill, Ho Sumong, President of the Malaysia-Singapore Coffee Shop Proprietors General Association, and Nurul Hassan Saul Hamid, President of the Muslim Restaurant Owners Association of Malaysia, or PRESMA. And we're finding out how food operators like coffee shop stalls are coping in the current environment. Recent data showed that Malaysia's consumer price index was 2.6% higher in March than a year earlier. But chances are that when that glass of tea rises 10 or 20 cents, is it fair that it outpaces inflation rate?
You cannot touch only the 20 cents, the increase by 20%. Actually, it's cost a lot because the way there is a strategy, that is a way how to increase. Normally, we bring up the price. We are not overnight we bring up the price. It's tomorrow that we say the condensed milk increase the price by 10%. We increase our drinks by 20%.
So what is the price of, let's say, a teh tarik right now?
Right now, is the price of teh tarik is 1.50 ringgit to 1.80 ringgit.
I remember not too long ago, maybe my memory is quite bad, but not too long ago, teh tarik was just 50 cents, let's say over 10 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. So this is a 3 times increase over a very short time when headline inflation have not achieved those kind of numbers. How does the association institute this kind of price increases to restaurants?
For your info, that it's not a 50%. Actually, I still remember at the time I was studying in 1980s, the price was 80 cents. The 80 cents by the...
What year? In the 80s
in
till
the
now?
In the 80s, 85, 87.
Okay, so my numbers stand corrected. I apologize for that.
The 80 cents.
But it seems like these price increases do not follow the inflation rate. Would you agree with me?
Okay, we cannot come. We do correlate the things with the price increase, the inflation rates. Mm-hmm. Because the factor of a price increase in the food price is there's a lot of factors involved in these matters. But the measurement where we have to take that is a percentage. If increased by 2%, it should be increased by another 2% in the food price. It's not correct. Because a lot of other factors are involved in how we are going to increase the price. I imagine what you mentioned just now about the teh tarik for 80 cents in the 80s. It's only after 30 years the price almost, we can say, double up.
Ho Sumong recognizes that coffee shops have a social responsibility to the public to not raise prices indiscriminately, which is reflected in the association's stance and policy.
I think for coffee shop to raise 10 cents and 20 cents, I think it's not a big thing. No. When you take one particular item to consider, to calculate the percentage, it looks high. But we must consider from the overall cost of running the business, like rental, utility, and then workers, wages and all that, you see. Mm. When all this come in, well, I think the 10 cents is quite reasonable to me.
Okay, but it's not just the iced tea, it's the food as well. I mean, 1 year is 5 ringgit, the next year is 5.50. When you raise 50 cents, that's a 10% inflation, right? 10% a year, I guess it's not consistent with rental rises of just a small percentage every year. What would you say to that?
Well, you see, we have a member whose renter is 12,000 per year. So when the term comes, like last year, 1st January, our member came to me. He said, "Mr. Ho, the owner has come back to me. Whether I want it or not, they want to raise it to 20,000. So shall I take it or shall I not take it?" So that is one of the things that we must consider, to raise the price or not to raise the price. From 12,000, they raise it to 20,000. So that 8,000 is a big margin to our members as a cost of running the business. You know? We always advise members when they raise a certain price, they must have a reason to back up. Otherwise, this government will come after them.
The government will come after them?
Yes.
On what rule can the government charge them?
Profiteering rules. So that is the thing that they always consider. Whenever they raise 10 cents or 20 cents, they must back up with certain reasons. Mm-hmm. Just as when we went for a dialogue with the government, That is the advice that they give us. We have a social responsibility, and they know that the prices will have a bearing on the life of the common people.
Mm-hmm. And in the opinion of and the policy of Malaysia Singapore Coffee Shop Proprietors Association, do you consider the social aspects of things, or do you only go for profit maximization?
No, we consider from the social angle of the society. We always advise members to be fair in the charges of drinks and food. So I think they are quite aware of it, that, mm-hmm. that we have a responsibility to play in the society.
Nurul Hassan says his members are bracing themselves for slower growth, but admits that it's all just part of doing business and taking risks.
Okay, we are facing how we approach and we tackle this problem. It's very, very simple. We are taking, actually, we are catering for those people, middle and lower income group. Since that, we our business tactic and we strategy is go on a quantity, not of a margin percentage of. That means the more people coming in, there we are getting our income. That means there we are making profit. If less people coming in, there we are losing our profit. We might lose it at totally. Sometimes they have, especially in Pasar Saman, we have to bear some costs. Other than that, most of the time, since the public, that's mean the we are to take care of the middle and lower income group, we try to absorb all the costs as far as we can. Whatever increment and increase I have done in the raw material, or what food prices or everything, we try to absorb the costs. But at the same time, I'm not denying that we are not increase our food price. We have to fair to everyone, say there is an increase in the food price. I'm not saying not at all. But we try our level best to reduce the burden and for the public once they enter to our shops. We also try to reduce our operational cost by where to cut the wastages. I'm just giving a break-even number where is we assume with the shops, with the rental, middle shops, I'm not saying corner shops, intermediate shops, with a rental of 5,000, okay, for break-even. They have to make a business, that means do a business, RM 3,000 ringgit per day.
3,000 ringgit per day?
3,000 ringgit per day.
Is that easy to achieve?
It's not that easy even in a middle shop, compared to corner shops. But once you go to corner shops, the rental almost a double or triple. Then once you that triple double, the price will be different.
So how do you solve this problem? Are you saying that this is something that restaurant operators have to face on their own, or do restaurant operators need help from somebody?
You see, in the business, it's a part and parcel in the daily life. Okay, you all the time when we are doing business, we are trying to blaming others. Said we cannot do this because that person, all everything. We can't do business. We have to move. Me forward, there's a challenge for you in your life. Everybody have personal, in a personal life, they have a challenge. In a business, there will be a challenge. You have to face it. Mm-hmm. You have to overcome. Is it? Then how, that means as a business person, you have to take the opportunities they're having surrounding them. Mm-hmm. Then if you're struggling, complaining others, that means I think another 10 years or 20 years, we cannot develop.
The government's recent move to increase taxes and duties on tobacco has also impacted coffee shops nationwide, compelling the association to issue a public statement just weeks ago. Coffee shop operators are apparently losing half a billion ringgit a year to sales of illicit cigarettes.
Well, this cigarette, when they increase from 12 ringgit to 17 ringgit, I think that we have a great impact on our members. Because one thing, to buy a packet of 70 ringgit, I think it's quite a burden to those average workers. So most of them will go for cheaper cigarettes, which is 5 ringgit, 6 ringgit. So our sales has dropped by 30%, including our members.
You know? Would you say that from a health policy viewpoint, it's a good thing that people are consuming less cigarettes?
Well, I don't think so. Because they don't go for this 17 ringgit, they go for 5 ringgit cigarettes, which I think they smoke even more. Instead of buying one packet of cigarette, they can buy 3 packets. So one day, instead of smoking 1 packet, they can smoke 2 or 3 packets, which is health hazard for them, you know.
What do you think?
Because they don't conform to the health regulations, which is even worse.
But the government is trying to discourage smoking. Isn't that a logical policy?
Well, discouraging smoking is very good. We support the government, you know, to have a healthy society. But the government should do it from the education, from the right angle, starting from the children, from the school. Educate our children and educate our youngsters to stop smoking. And that is the right way. And not from the prices of cigarette. Well, I think habit is difficult to change. You know, when you are addicted to smoking, you don't change overnight. So you carry on smoking. Eh? So from my anger, if you raise the price, you will bring up a lot of health problem to the country.
Now, when I go to a coffee shop and someone beside me, I'm a non-smoker, but if someone besides me smokes, I feel that it affects my health. Do you think that the coffee shop should be turned into non-smoking venues?
Well, to me, I don't support this policy. You know why?
Because you don't support turning venues into non-smoking?
Yeah. From a
so you want to maintain
non-aircon coffee shop turning to a non-restricted smoking coffee shops. You know why? Because we have certain places where we allow our members to smoke, and certain area they are non-smoking.
So you have a carved out smoking areas, but I don't notice that in many coffee shops.
Because we government has not implemented this policy yet, but we are prepared for all this. A certain area for smoking, a certain area for non-smoking. Well, that can solve the problem.
What is the space ratio between smoking and non-smoking?
30%, 70%.
30 for smoking?
Yeah, 70 for smoking, 30 for non-smoking.
70 for smoking and 30 for non-smoking. Is that enough?
I think it should be enough for the moment.
Talking about illicit cigarettes, is it easy for shop operators to sell illicit cigarettes, to get supply of them?
We don't encourage our members to sell these illicit cigarettes. Mm-hmm. But there are other people, you know, other counters who sell these illicit cigarettes. And from what I observe and I survey, these illicit cigarettes are rampant everywhere. So it's quite easy to buy them.
Malaysians love our food, whether it's sugary drinks, greasy food, or late-night suppers. But this has come at the expense of our health, with latest statistics showing half of Malaysians as being either overweight or obese. Nurul Hassan recognises that restaurant operators have a duty to play, but adds that they are only providing what the market wants.
Actually, we cannot advise our members to associate with these issues. Actually, we have to advise the public and educate the public to get more. That means they have a balanced food. As a businessman, we are going for our demand and supply. If there is a demand for what product, that means whatever we are selling, there is a more demand for that, we will sell, whether it's really healthful or what. We are not, actually, as in a business term. And then we have a very, say, sweet drinks. There is a demand for that. You pour East Coast, they would like to drink a tetare more sweeter than us. You see, this is a culture partly. But the demand is there. I cannot force my customer. You say, you have to drink this type of drinks. It's healthier for you or everything. But I can advise. I cannot force them.
What if the government imposes some kind of a tax on sugar?
We will welcome.
You welcome the sugar tax?
We welcome this moment because we have discussion with the health ministry. Health ministry are going to move on that. I say we have to, we have discussed, then we asked the health ministry to come up with this thing from start from the in early education, then from the kindergarten itself.
I love the food in your restaurants, and I usually order my drinks kosong or kurang manis. But would you say that this kind of food is actually unhealthy?
Okay, well, for me, whatever food, you see, this is depend. This is a character. This is your behavior. This is more on a behavioral part rather than what food you consume. Actually, if whatever food, you see, you said you have a veggie, this is a healthy food, but every day you consume a veggie from morning to night, is it going to be healthier for you? There, some vitamins will be less, then you won't get a balanced food or diet food. And second things, you have a, you for you, some people, they can have a sweet drinks. Mm-hmm. It's different, you know.
That was Nurul Hassan Sal Hamid, president of the Muslim Restaurant Owners Association of Malaysia, or PRESMA. And earlier, you heard from Ho Su Mong, president of the Malaysia-Singapore Coffee Shop Proprietors General Association. You've been listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Julian Ng for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.